Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, do you sit at a desk all day and do you wonder if you could actually get more activity and get your work done by walking on a treadmill? You've seen those treadmill desks. How tough are they to work at? How can you get your work done while you're walking at a slower pace, but at least keeping going, keeping moving? My guest is Dr. Katrine Tudor-Locke, and she's associate professor and the director of the Walking Behavior Laboratory. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tudor-Locke. Tell us a little bit about treadmill desks. Are they the next desk thing?
Well, actually, I've been doing it for almost 5 years now, and I'm actually conducting this interview, Melanie, while I'm walking on a treadmill desk.
Wow.
So, yeah, you'll get to hear whether I'm breathing too hard or not. But it's really easy. Right now, I'm walking at 2 miles per hour, which is actually slower than my normal pace. People normally gravitate towards about 3 miles per hour. So it's very easy to do, and it just provides this sort of light energy expenditure, but because it's so low and it doesn't distract me from my primary work task, I can sustain it for quite a long period of time and thus get quite an overall total energy burn for the amount of time that I'm on it in a day.
So let's start with the actual work. You know, you've got, I've seen a picture of you walking on that with the computers all around. Now, how do you... I know you're going slow, but can you type, turn around, answer the phone, grab some papers off another desk? See, I would just be a little concerned about the trip factor.
Yeah, and I haven't tripped once yet in the last 5 years. I've got double monitors in front of me. I have one that's horizontal and one that's vertical. I prefer the vertical one for reading, horizontal one for doing data analysis. I often answer my phone with speakerphone, so it's right there, and I can talk on that and have a scanner right next to me and so on. And I kind of bounce on and off all day long depending on what I'm doing. The only thing I can't do is walk backwards on it. I've never tried that, and there's no intention to do that. But I seem to be able to do everything from analysis to writing to reading, speaking on the phone. I seem to do everything. Now, when I sign papers, I do jump off and sign on the while I'm standing up on the side.
So, okay, so people can burn an average of how many more calories, do you think, by walking rather than sitting, doing their work, then getting up, as I do a lot, and go on my treadmill, I run for 10 minutes, and I go back to my desk to do what I need to do. What do you think is the calorie? Because that's what it comes down to, Dr. Tudor-Locke, is that people want to know how they can get more calories burned, keep their metabolism up, you know, lower their cholesterol. That's what we hear. So kind of give us a ballpark of what do you think it does to your metabolism?
Well, you will get an energy. We know that. It's intuitive. You know, if you go from absolutely not moving to moving a little bit to moving a bit more and so on, there's increased energy expenditure at each one of those. Now, even when you're walking, you know, slowly as I'm doing now, I'm going to get an increased energy expenditure over the fact if I were just sitting here and typing. Or even if we're just standing still, the movement is going to be more of an energy expenditure. Now, it has been quantified, and I don't have the number off by heart, but it's going to be around about 4 to 5 kilocalories per kilogram body weight. So you have to function in the fact how big a person is. And you might say, oh, 4, that doesn't sound like much. But the thing is, if you've got, like, you know, somebody who's about 50 or 60 kilograms, and they're walking on there for 2 to 3 hours or 4 hours, there's quite a possibility that they're going to get up to around 350 to 500 kilocalories per day expended without even thinking about it.
See, and that's really what it's all about. And then people worry about, you know, what at the office. Is this something, do you think, that corporate headquarters is going to start to embrace? Are they going to look at it as too big of a liability? You know, what if we got someone tripping? I'd rather them just sitting at their desk, concentrating on what they're doing, instead of trying to walk while they do it? Or is this more, do you see, for in-home, which is really an up-and-coming kind of thing? People are working out of their homes.
I'd like to see it as both, definitely. I think we're living in an era now where workplaces are very interested in their employees' health and containing health care costs. And if more research starts to come around about the deleterious effects of sedentary work and the opportunity of even these light expending workstation type of things. It might come around for corporate America to think this is worth it in the sense of return on investment. But definitely the individual users are the people who are out ahead of the mainstream right now. And they're the eccentrics and the creative sort and the autonomous workers and so on who are doing this on their own so that they can social network while they're walking or watch TV while they're walking or work while they're walking, and they can choose how they're going to do this dual tasking sort of behavior.
Now, I've always made it sort of my rule that I will not watch television unless I'm on my treadmill. It's absolutely, I won't watch any shows I want to watch or anything like that unless I'm on my treadmill doing it. People want to look at these treadmill desks. Are they expensive? Mm-hmm. And you can mention brands. Tell us your favorite.
Well, I have a steel case, and this is one of the first ones that came out, and it has a height adjustable desk and a treadmill with it. But these can be around $4,000 to $5,000 right now, because it's got a little memory function. It knows my sitting height, my standing height. It's really quite sweet. But there are definitely, all you have to do on the web is type in treadmill desk, and you'll see all sorts of individuals who've what we call hacked their own. You know, they just take a regular treadmill and put a dining table leaf across the arms, and off they go. They've got their treadmill desk. So it can be as inexpensive or expensive as a person wants to get into. And so there are new versions coming out. Some are more adjustable than others. When you get the electronic height adjustable desk, it kind of drives the price up, that's for sure.
Well, I would think it would, and when you're shopping for them, how do you know, I mean, price certainly being the option, but then how do you know, just as you would shop for a normal treadmill, that what you're getting is, you know, good for what you need?
Yeah, you know, the big thing that I understand from most of the people that have tried different versions, it's the adjustability, because they all look good on the print ads and so on, but they might fit a 6-foot person different than a 5'2" person, and if they're not really adjustable, then it doesn't really accommodate a person's specific height. I know that my friends that do have the ones that are regular treadmills with the dining board leaf across the top, and they're putting a laptop on it, it's always low down. And so they sometimes have to put boxes and teeter their laptop on it precariously to get it up to a height where they want to be able to both type but also look. And because it's a laptop, that, you know, it adds some issues there too. So, you know, the preferred workspace is, you know, the fancier version with the height adjustable and the nicely hung monitors and so on. But not everybody has the resources to have that sort of setup.
And you also have to have a situation at work where they'll let you wear those kinds of shoes, you know, at certain corporations. I mean, heeled shoes are, you know, kind of the requirement and the norm, but you have to be able to sort of dress for it. Do you sweat all day?
Oh, gosh, no. No, not at all.
I mean, because, you know, these are things people...
Yeah, at 2 miles an hour, that's slower than I walk my little dog, and I don't sweat with him either. So it really isn't. I'm not out of puff. My heart rate isn't going through the roof. I'm not sweaty. I choose to wear running shoes just because I find them more comfortable to wear. But I worked with a workplace, an insurance company, that actually has now, you know, its policy is people can wear running shoes. They're totally allowed to do this, you know, whether they're in skirts, slacks, whatever. And it's part of a sort of a movement towards changing a social culture. So it'd be nice to see other people doing that.
In the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Tudorlock, wrap it up for us on the advantages of a treadmill desk.
Well, the advantages are you can get it done at the same time as you're working, but I do want to tell you that it doesn't replace exercise. It replaces sedentary behavior, and there is an important difference. You know, exercise is still recommended. This is something that just increases the burn during the day.
Increases the burn during the day is a perfect way to put it. It just kind of takes you off of that sedentary lifestyle and gives you that little bit of extra edge all through the day. And it might just help keep your energy up so you don't fall asleep at work. Of course, you'd never fall asleep listening to these shows. You're listening to Radio MD and Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.